Oh, it's a from my perspective, not Friday, but we do have to come to you guys a little bit earlier. The play-in tournaments have started. I really enjoy the play-ins, but let me go ahead and introduce myself. I'm Dion, aka Durag D, is in the building. We haven't done no AKAs in a while, so I figure we bring them back. We don't got no guests. So let's see if you remember all your AKAs.
I mean, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Mr. Bear, aka. I can't say your name up on the spot. Might not put with you to mind. What it do? What it do?
Well, yeah, again, play-in tournaments have started, and from my perspective, probably one of the greatest things to happen. Whoever created this, I know LeBron said they should be fired. I think they should get a raise, but the play-in tournament has arrived. The Lakers, they moved on. They're going to play the Nuggets as they beat the Pelicans. Zion Williamson got hurt late in that ball game, maybe cost them that game. So they got to play the Kings. The Golden State Warriors looked awful as the Kings dominated them to end their season. Klay Thompson, bag fumbler of the year. I don't know where he's gonna go next year. Went didn't score any points. Went 0 for 12 from the field. And tonight, the Miami Heat playoff Jimmy, he showed flashes, got hurt. They looked great in the first half. The Heat did, but the second half, they just fumbled it all away as the 76ers eked out a 1-point victory. And right now, the Bulls are dominating the Atlanta Hawks. So, out of all that, what stands out to you?
Realistically, the conversation is the end of the Warriors. I mean, that's the conversation that's got to be had, and how the Warriors, because they wanted to get they want to next year get under the tax threshold. So it's only certain ways to do that. One is Klay making 40 million, Chris Paul's making 30 something million. So I mean, that takes 70 million off the payroll right there. And you talked about Klay. I actually got a bigger culprit for the Warriors' failures this year. Actually, I think it's two bigger culprits for the Warriors' failures. And number one is Andrew Wiggins. I get it. Klay's the like Hall of Famer. He went 0 for 10. He struggled. He talked about his struggles. So we highlight them more. Well, yo, Andrew Wiggins was supposed to be that dude. He was supposed to be the number two. Did
Number
you
one overall, former number one overall pick.
okay? Yeah, at any point this year, did you get Andrew Wiggins was number two in it?
I haven't seen you forget about Andrew Wiggins. Like, obviously, you think about the Warriors. Obviously, you know the main three: Steph, Draymond, Klay. Shoot, I know Kuminga. I've heard his name more than I heard Wiggins.
Look at me named right. So, as four names before you get to Wiggins. Hell, shit, depending on who you talk to, you probably gonna throw Chris Paul up before you get to Wiggins. Wiggins was supposed to be that number two. Wiggins was supposed to be playing better. He was supposed to be the person that takes the pressure off of Steph. Come on, we knew what Klay was. Klay went through two major injuries where most people don't even come back from. Well, in modern era, they come back, but they don't really be the same.
No,
Klay's still averaging 18 points. Yeah, he went 0 for 12 in this game. Like, we not. We can't have it. We can't like he went 0 for 12. He should have hit at least four of them shots. Was it gonna make that big of a difference? Nah, because they lost by 20 something. I mean, it wasn't gonna make that big of a difference. He should have hit at least four of them shots. But the problem was Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins didn't score like that. He also, Keegan Murray, the person he should have been guarding, balled. So what we seen Andrew Wiggins do in that fight, in that last championship run, that finals run, which helped him secure the bag, he didn't do. So he didn't play defense, and he didn't take no pressure off Steph. The bigger issue is Andrew Wiggins, and then two, come on, let's be real, it's Draymond Green. He was suspended or out coming back from suspension, whatever. Have you on with, call them games after the suspension for 20 games? They would have win. Probably would have they would have won five more of them games, so they wouldn't even been in the play-in situation. They would have been a sixth or the fifth seed.
Probably. I mean, and the Warriors, as long as they got that light-skinned baby face assassin, they are a contender to make some type of run in the playoffs.
a bad
Looks like
man.
they're probably about to blow it up in some way, shape, or form. But when you have someone like Steph Curry, I compare it to having someone like LeBron. There is no rebuilding. Every year is a go for it year. And now they got to rebuild and trying to find the right pieces to make it another go for year next year. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I imagine that if Klay Thompson really wants to stay there, he's going to play there for the cheap. I can't imagine somebody paying him that much, but he's definitely going to get a significant pay cut, not just to play with the Warriors, but just to play basketball next season because he had that bad of a season. He wasn't the max.
Average 18. Why are we acting like Clay didn't do
Because
nothing?
it didn't line up with the contract. His contract, it didn't line up with the contract.
Okay, fair. He okay for paying a person $40 million if give you 18 points, you expect them to give you more. I get that, but we talk. What are we talking about? What you think Clay get? Because I'm thinking 18,
Yeah,
18 million a year,
you
20.
basically cut, you can cut that 40 in half.
People say acting like he's a minimum
No.
mid-level exception dude. Come on,
No,
bro. He's
no,
averaging 18.
no.
Like, what?
You cut it in half, he'll probably get anywhere between 15 and 20.
Yeah. The Warriors probably give him 20. He probably deserved like 15. So, I mean, that's fair.
But I mean, we'll see. I mean, Draymond Green, we'll see if he comes back. It seems like he's been flirting with retirement for a while because of these suspensions. But people know that the Warriors go as far as Steph and Draymond Green takes them. Draymond Green just needs to get it together if he wants to come back. I mean, they traded away, which turned out to be a good decision, Jordan Poole, which I thought I was wrong. I feel like Jordan, because the way he played in that finals run a couple years ago, I thought Jordan Poole had the goods. Clearly, he doesn't with the Wizards. They got to find somebody else. Because Andrew Wiggins ain't cutting it. Klay Thompson, he's not who he used to be. Draymond Green, you can't trust him. You got Steph, you got to find somebody else. And I don't know who that somebody else is out there.
You realistically, you need somebody. You need a number two, and the way you get to that number two is you're gonna have to trade Andrew Wiggins' contract. Problem is, you're gonna have to give up something else besides just Andrew Wiggins, because Andrew Wiggins is damaged goods at this point. So the question is, so you're gonna put a first round pick? You're gonna have to put Moody with him. You have to put one of them other rookies that. Was surprising. I can't think of damn, what's the center name? Can't think of the center's name. But you have to put something with it to get hell, you have to put something with it to get rid of Wiggins' contract. Forget
Yeah.
getting the number two. You gotta find somebody else to get rid of Wiggins' contract. And again, he's damaged good, so I don't think nobody's gonna want him.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna be interesting offseason for Golden State, an important offseason for Golden State. But their season is done. Go ahead, throw them away. You know we
Right,
got to.
let me ask you this before we go. Do you think Klay and Draymond and Steph is all on the Warriors next year?
Steph is definitely is. I don't know about Klay and I don't know about Draymond. I'll say two of the big three will still be there. One of them is gone. And specifically, it'd be Draymond. One of Draymond or Klay Thompson won't be there next year.
I think all three of them gonna be there. I think Klay gonna be on a discount. I think Klay gonna be here from 15 to 18, 15 to 20 million, like we said. The problem is, again, I say, is Andrew Wiggins, and if Draymond Green could stop hitting people and stop swinging his arms like a toddler when
And kicking
they get
people. Forget about
upset,
the kicking part.
he acts like a toddler on the basketball court when he don't get his way, slamming and kicking and throwing stuff. Like that's what toddlers do. I don't know. Let's be real. Them is the two. Klay's gonna be Klay. It is what it is. Give him his 18 million and call it a day. We got to figure out what you're going to do with Andrew Wiggins. You got to figure out what you're going to do about Draymond Green keep getting suspended. Because you ain't bringing Chris Paul back. Because Chris
No. It
Paul
didn't
is
work.
not going to.
It was a. I understand they wanted to get rid of Jordan Poole. It wasn't going to work. Chris Paul doesn't fit with that team.
No, he don't. He don't fit their style. But he did good. But he did do good for what they asked him to do. Besides, you know, he got hurt too.
Yeah.
But some of
I
the, I don't
mean,
know if he was hurt or as if
it just
they
went in.
just went.
But yeah, on to the Los Angeles Lakers. They eked out a victory against the New Orleans Pelicans. Probably thanks to Zion Williamson hurting his hamstring, because Zion Williamson, he gave them 40, killing them. There were some people saying that maybe the Lakers should take that game so they could go and play against the Warriors or the Kings and go and play against OKC instead of going against the Nuggets. I disagree with that. I don't think in the NBA you can do something like that. You can't play with that. You can have an off night any night. You tank this one and you have an off night against the Warriors, or now it would have been the Kings. Now your season's done for it, just trying to mess around. But they didn't tank it. They ended up with the Nuggets. The question is, do you think they stand a chance against the Nuggets?
When you mean stand a chance, you mean in a game or
Win
in
the
a series?
series, because.
Come on, man. Come play. This is come on, D. I rest you like playing jokes. Like, yeah, I mean, come on, bro. Do I think they'll win the game? I don't think they'll get swept like they did last year.
Okay. I said Nuggets
I
in five.
think. Yeah, I think. Then again, I don't know. I was talking to a Laker fan and they was talking about all this junk and I said, you know what, y'all probably aren't gonna get swept. So I really don't know. It's not, I don't, it's 50. It's 50-50. Either they'll get swept or they're gonna win one. They're not gonna win two. They
Nah.
sure as hell ain't gonna win the series.
If they get
Ooh.
one, it's gonna be in LA too. But the Nuggets, I saw some of the Nuggets have won eight straight against the Lakers. Eight straight. That's including in the playoffs last year. So what do we talk about? They don't stand a chance. The Nuggets is 10-1 in Denver in the playoffs. Like, come on now. You're not doesn't they I don't think they stand. Obviously, you got LeBron. LeBron gives you a fighting chance. If this was a one game series or one game single elimination, I would say that Lakers had a legitimate shot because they got LeBron. But since it's a seven game series, I don't know. Okay. Jokic is gonna hit one of them crazy step back three pointers in Anthony Davis's eye, and they're gonna remember what happened last season when they was in the conference finals.
Okay, even if it was a single elimination, I still wouldn't give the Lakers a chance because Denver's that team. Let's be real, Denver is that team, and the Lakers have not shown that they could beat that team. That being said, Anthony Davis did play good in the playoffs last year,
Yeah.
but it's only so much you could do when you're going against Joker.
Can't do nothing against that.
Hell, you played, you did the best you could, and your best you could was better than everybody else's. Cause they gave the like the Lakers was in. Let's be real, they was. I just said they was in
Okay.
every game last year in the playoffs. They was in every game. They didn't. You didn't know what I'm saying? So that's why I was like, they might get one. Anthony Davis did play bad. LeBron didn't really play bad last year. Denver's just a better team. They that good of a team. But I mean, Denver and fast.
Yeah, Denver five. I mean, it's simple as that. And there's really not much to say. Obviously, we're going to talk more about it as the playoff is going on. But let's go ahead to the Eastern Conference side, or AKA the
Hold on,
Sea.
whoa. We gotta talk about New Orleans.
Oh, go ahead. How you?
Let's
What, how you
talk about New Orleans. We gotta talk about New Orleans.
that's that.
Because I don't know if you've seen the end of the game. Brandon Ingram got benched.
Yep, I saw that.
And he looked like
He wasn't happy.
he also looked like I don't even want to be here. Yeah. Look, I don't care. I'm going to Sacramento to win this game anyway. But so my question is, because what would you do? Zion stay hurt, but Brandon Ingram's probably checked out. They don't really, I don't know if they fit well.
Zion Williamson, he showed you, he gave, it's just a, you want to say it's a freak thing, but Zion, he seemed like he gets hurt all the time. You want to say it's a freak thing, but he did give him 40. He did have a dominating performance until he get, obviously messed up his hamstring. And it looks like that hamstring might cost them their season. Because now they might not have him against the Kings. And if they don't have him against the Kings, I don't know if they can beat the Kings.
They can't. It's not if Brandon Ingram checked out.
So, I mean, I'm keeping Zion Williamson. After he showed me enough, even though, again, you want to say it's a freak thing, I would rather keep him than Brandon Ingram. I think you just, it's one of the things you just got to pray, like what the Clippers do every year around this time. Which obviously God hasn't answered their prayers, but the Clippers are every year they on their knees praying that Kawhi doesn't get hurt. Last couple
Yeah,
years.
but he hurt Dale. I'm saying at some point we gotta look at Zion like, bro, you always hurt. You like He's always hurt. He at this point he's going to be a what could have been. And for he balled this game. But that's I feel like he balled because everybody was questioning him in big games. Because every time it was a big game, he did not ball.
Yeah,
He
he
was real
showed.
shaky. He was real shaky in all of them big games. Like not for real. The end season tournament, the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Bro was shaky. So can you? That's why I'm asking. Can you really count on Zion?
You
Please.
just, like I said, you just gotta pray that he's, I mean, I'm keeping him. You just gotta pray that he stays healthy. That's all I can say about Zion. That's all you can do. I
You have
mean,
more.
because,
You have more faith in them than I do.
I mean, I don't have much, but hey, that's all you can do. But again, let's go ahead and slide to that Eastern Conference, side, aka the Celtics Invitational. The Heat, they blew it in the second half. I was looking forward because I believe the Heat had won this game and they drew the seventh seed and they played the Knicks, that they had a shot to make it to the conference finals. Now I'm gonna take the Heat against, even with Jimmy Butler hobbled, I'll take the Heat against the Bulls, who looks like it's gonna be Orlando. But they gotta go up against the Celtics if they win that game. And I don't take them. Maybe I can see them winning one or two games against the Celtics. More probably just one. But so I feel like that season is over. So I mean, and but I think the bigger story though, besides the Heat, besides the Celtics being the Celtics Invitational, is the Milwaukee Bucks. They fell down to the third seed and they don't look good. Damian Lillard doesn't seem happy. You said it. Couple podcasts ago, or at the end of the All-Star break, that's a team to watch. And if they fail, it's going to be some hell to pay. Somebody's going to have to pay, it seems like.
Doc is what, like two, three games over 500 since he took over?
They started out 30 and 12, I believe. Something crazy.
It's like 30 and 12, 30 and 14, something like that. And he's
Something
like
crazy.
17 and 15 or
If
17 and 14, something like that.
for them not to get to 50 wins is a problem.
Doc's the problem. I mean, it's just what it boils down to. Doc is the problem. But they're going to give him next year because they changed in the middle of the season. So he's going to get next year. But, I
And again,
mean,
Giannis is hobbled too as well, so it's really not looking good
I
for
was
him.
going to say, they ruled Giannis out.
Yep, so.
I don't want to throw no predictions because I figured we was going to do that Friday. But, they all play in the Indiana Pacers.
Also, I know, I mean, just a little sneak peek, real. No, you happy. I know you happy.
Man, look, it's a little sneak preview. I ain't gonna say who I think gonna win, but I will say yes. The Pacers run. I'm not even gonna say we. I say that for Friday. The Pacers is a running team. That is something that Milwaukee struggles with.
They struggled all season with that team.
They not gonna take the Pacers out of their game. The way to beat the Pacers is to take them out of the game, slow them down, bully ball on the inside. As much as Giannis is a big, Giannis is a big, but he ain't that big that's gonna go down. He drive downhill. Boom, I'm a dunk on you. Cool, but if you want to run, the Pacers is gonna run. That's you're gonna play into their hand. And with Dame not looking like Dame, man, I heard somebody today call Damian Lillard a lemon. You know how you get a bad car around tax time? They
Yeah.
saying that's what Dame is right now, is that bad car that you purchase around tax time. I don't know if he's playing that bad, but I can see their argument. Can
Do
you hear
you
what? You can see the argument.
think Dame is going to be there next season? Because some people say he's going to get traded, which I believe in. If he does, I can see him just going ahead where he should have went to in the first place, going to the Heat.
If you trade Dame, what you gonna bring back? Because then if you don't bring nothing back, Giannis is gonna be like, yo, get me up out of here.
Okay.
So you can't trade Dame. I'll let you.
I will say, I mean, people, Dame even said it out his own mouth. He is not happy up there in Milwaukee. It's not a place for him. I mean, it's Milwaukee. Who would be happy up there? No
But
offense to
he was
anybody in
happy.
Milwaukee.
Nobody likes change. I don't. Nobody likes change. He's going through a divorce. So he ain't really got the family aspect of it. He got comfortable in Portland, where he, like, Portland is his town. You're going to walk in, it's completely different.
Well, I mean, that means we'll see. That's going to be another story. I mean, that's the story of this playoffs, is how Milwaukee Bucks, if they can do anything, and what they do in the offseason. Milwaukee's offseason, Golden State's offseason, that's the story. I mean, the Eastern Conference, there's not much to talk about. Again, it's the Celtics Invitational.
Yeah, I mean,
Might as well add, I'm going to go ahead and might as well ask Celtics, you bet the house. You better put money on the Celtics or the field to come out the East.
if I'm betting the house, I'm
Yeah.
gonna put the Celtics.
All right.
If I'm betting a little piece of change,
Put in the field.
I'm going with the whole team. Forget the field. I don't care about the field. I'm going with the whole team. Forget
No,
the field. I
but I
don't
mean,
trust you. You think I'm gonna trust Milwaukee?
I
I just talked about him. I think I'm trusting Milwaukee. Dame don't want to beat it. Dame don't want to beat her. Giannis is hurt. They already ruled him out for the first game, so it's probably the
mean,
first two.
and doctor's culture.
Come on. Hey,
But
that's great on TV.
when he have a job waiting for him if he gets fired next season.
Was gonna say, hey, if you ESPN, do you take him back? That's a better question.
You might as well.
Man. Hey, man, you left us in the middle of the year. We had to do some shuffling of the chairs, shuffling of the deck chairs. Like, you in the middle of
Hey,
the year?
it'd be like that. But again, play-ins, they finish up. We'll have some after live reviews of what happens. It's the Kings versus the Pelicans. Not too exciting about it, but I'm just gonna go ahead and say the Kings is probably gonna beat the Pelicans, especially if Zion doesn't play. So I'm gonna say the Kings. And I don't care who wins this one. I believe the Bulls are still dominating the
They're about
Hawks.
seven. They're about seven.
Not dominating as
Six,
much.
68, 61, going in about a minute and some change left to half.
So I don't care who wins that one. I'm going with Heat, even with a limited Jimmy Butler. But so, I mean, that's how I feel about that. So Heat, Kings, and so OKC got the one seed. Is it still Denver for you? You know, you said Denver to start the year. It's still Denver for you over there, and it's still Celtics on the East.
I gotta think about it.
Think about
From
it.
top of my head, it's like, come on, bro, quit playing. It's definitely in Boston. Like, quit playing. But let me think about it for the
So
West.
we will have our official. Who we think is going to win each conference on after the games on Friday. We will see what happens. But I mean, that's our review. Next week, we're going to talk about the NFL draft. And obviously, we're going to have to talk about a little bit of the playoffs, even though it's going to be the early game, still game ones and twos. Not too much to talk about. Games don't really get serious until you get to game threes. But obviously, we're going to talk about the NFL drafts and see what our teams do. My Cowboys still haven't really done anything in the free agency. We did get a running back, whoop-de-doo. Tennessee doing anything?
Getting on my nerves.
Man,
That's
Cowboys getting on my nerves
the
either. But that's it from the From Our Perspective podcast. Hey, it's NBA playoff time. It's time for us to make some content, man. We are here for the playoffs. It's an exciting time. Go ahead, take
Hey,
us home.
man, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Mr. Bell, aka man. Look, listen. Don't be fumbling bags over here. You know what I'm saying? You got you one. If you get one like me, I'm just saying. But yeah, we're gonna catch y'all on the next.